Well, today we continue our commentary on St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 2, the episode where the Lord is walking through the fields of grain with his disciples, and they were very hungry. And they were going, as they were walking, they were taking off some of the heads of grain and eating them. And of course, this would not be a problem if it was a regular day of the week. This was something that was allowed. People were allowed to do this. That was part of Jewish custom of hospitality. But if somebody was poor, you could go through another person's orchard and take an apple or an orange or take some grain. That was acceptable. The only problem is that this occurred on a Sabbath. It was the Saturday, and it was considered a day of rest. And the scribes and Pharisees had added so many rules and regulations to the keeping of the Sabbath. In fact, there were 39 different categories of rules and regulations for the Sabbath. People could not harvest, for example. Well, this was not harvesting. This was just breaking off grains of wheat and eating them. What was forbidden was having a huge harvest, working all day, and then making profit on that. That was what was forbidden on the Sabbath, was unnecessary manual labor. And yet the scribes and Pharisees had added so many rules and regulations, some of them that were very strict, that it was wrong even to go to the bathroom on the Sabbath. Now, logically, I would say that it would be harder work not to go to the bathroom on the Sabbath than it would to go. But this is the extreme that some of them went to. So they said to Jesus that he and his disciples were violating the Sabbath because they were working and they were eating and harvesting this grain. Of course, the Lord says that's ridiculous. And then he uses the Old Testament to prove his point. He uses sacred scripture. The Lord is the first apologist, giving a reason for what he did. And he reminds them, have you never read what David did when he and his men were hungry and in need? Remember in the Old Testament, David was being chased by Saul, and David and his men were starving. They made it to the temple. Abiathar was the high priest, and David and his men ate the showbread. What was the showbread? The showbread were 12 loaves of bread that were baked once a week and placed on a beautiful gold table in front of the tabernacle near the Holy of Holies. And every week, these 12 loaves of bread represented the 12 tribes of Israel. And every week, new bread was baked, and then the old bread was given to the priest, and only the priest could eat the showbread. Well, David took this and ate it, and gave it to his companions and ate it. And that showed that, again, bread was made for man, not man for bread. That there was a need, and the human need of feeding these hungry soldiers and David was more important than this particular ritual that they had had. So then the Lord uses that as comparison and says the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Sabbath, the day of rest, and this is something that was very important to the Jewish people, but for the scribes and Pharisees, it became all-encompassing. It became such a burden because they were supposedly not to do anything on the Sabbath. But they lost the whole meaning of the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made to help man, to enrich man's life. To have a day of rest each week was to be a benefit to the man, not a burden. And so the Sabbath was to be a blessing to man. It was to be a day of prayer, a day of rest, a day of rejuvenation, a day not to work in the fields, a day not to do manual labor, but a day to focus on God, prayer, and spending time with one's loved ones in harmony and peace. And then Jesus says, and this is why the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath. Jesus is claiming divinity. He's claiming to be the Lord of the Sabbath. It's a claim for his divinity. And this expression, the Son of Man, was from the prophet Daniel. It's used 69 times in the New Testament. The Lord always referred to himself as the Son of Man. This fulfillment of the messianic prophecy of Daniel. And he says he is Lord, even of the Sabbath. And notice what happens when the Lord would rise from the dead on a Sunday, on the first day of the week, and not on a Saturday, which was the Sabbath. The early church, with the authority of Jesus Christ, changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. That is no small thing. That is huge, that the church, through Jesus Christ, has the authority to transfer this day of rest from Saturday to Sunday. But this is what we do now for the last 2,000 years. All Christians now celebrate the Sabbath on a Sunday, the first day of the week, because Jesus Christ was raised from the dead on that day. And so every Sunday, we spend the day in relaxation, rest, prayer. We go to Mass. We spend time with family. We avoid unnecessary manual labor that takes the joy out of Sunday. So let's ask ourselves, are we truly using Sunday as a day of rest, a day of rejuvenation, a day of relaxation, a day to focus on our spiritual life, and spending time with family and friends? That's what the Sabbath, the Sunday, should be. Again, we're not made for the Sabbath. The Sabbath is made for us, to benefit us spiritually. So let's always remember to draw spiritual benefit every Sunday as we enter into the Lord's Day.